Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. You are tuning in today to the Black Political Buzz Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today to the blog, to the Black Political Buzz Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Laurel. I am your host. And let's go. Today's broadcast title or subject matter is regarding Hillary Clinton's classified email server or classified emails scandal. Okay? Today's subject matter is involving the scandal surrounding former U.S. Secretary of State and U.S. and 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's email server scandal. And it's entitled, Hillary Clinton's Email Scandal Will Sink Her Campaign or Not. It does matter. The topic of my broadcast today is Hillary Clinton's email scandal will sink her campaign or not. It does matter. As the 2016 general election or presidential election approaches, it's not looking good right now for Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's campaign. Hillary Clinton, as we all know, is the presumptive 2016 Democratic Party's presidential nominee. She ran for the White House, the Oval Office, in 2008, as we all know. She lost to Barack Obama, who is now the president of our nation. And she's going again. She's running again for the top spot, okay, on the Democratic Party ticket. She is the presumptive nominee, or she was the presumptive nominee. Prior to the 2016 election, it appears Hillary is now being forced to come clean about the contents of classified Benghazi emails, which were deleted from her personal server, not her server at the U.S. State Department when she was U.S. Secretary of State, not her government server, but her personal server. She had her classified and work emails, many of them transferred to her personal email account at her home in upstate New York, Chappaquiddick, New York. So, as the media and the GOP continues to bring up the emails, let's just ponder a minute, or let's just ask ourselves, is this just a regular political attack against Hillary Clinton? Is this just nothing more than a GOP-sponsored political attack against her to derail her chances of becoming the 2016, presidential nominee, or to prevent her from being elected as the first woman president of our nation? Or is there some substance? Is there some real substance to this classified Benghazi email situation? To revisit the murder of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three of his U.S. State Department colleagues. They were all murdered on September the 11th, 2012, in Benghazi, Libya. U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens was, and three of his colleagues, State Department colleagues, were over there in Libya on a mission. They were housed at the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, which is, of course, in Libya. And they were murdered on September the 11th, 2012. And we all know what September the 11th signifies. It signifies the attack on our nation, the United States of America, September the 11th, 2001, when Al-Qaeda, the terrorist group Al-Qaeda, attacked the U.S. They hit the World Trade Center towers. They hit part of the Pentagon. So, you know, they flew planes into the World Trade Center tower, Twin Towers, and into part of the Pentagon. They were going to attack the White House, but that attack was diverted by a passenger on one of those planes. So we know what the eve or the anniversary of September the 11th represents in this nation. So the death or the murder, not just a simple death, but the murder of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three of his colleagues on that date in 2012. That just wasn't a random situation. Now, of course, the Obama administration, President Obama's administration, particularly Susan Rice, who worked with Hillary Clinton at the U.S. Department, they said that it was a random attack that was spurred by Muslim citizens' anger over a movie, an anti-Muslim movie. Come on. So you're going to tell me that some Muslim citizens. Now, we all know that the religion of Islam is what the faith that many Muslim people in the world, that is their faith, Islam. And Islam has been long known to be a peaceful religion. You know, I don't care what anyone says. I've known of many Muslims in my lifetime, and they were very peaceful people. I've known of many Muslims in my lifetime, and they were very peaceful people. So you're going to tell me that these Muslim people, they found out about this anti-Muslim film, and it made them behave so erratically and so angry that they would go and kill a U.S. ambassador staying at a U.S. embassy. They would break into a U.S. embassy and kill a U.S. ambassador. Come on. No, this was a planned attack. This was a planned attack, and U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and those three colleagues of his, also from the Department of State in Washington, D.C., where the department that Hillary was in charge of, those four men were killed, they were murdered, not by members of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is the terrorist organization that attacked the USA on September the 11th, 2001. No, these men that murdered U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and his colleagues were members of ISIL. ISIL stands for the Islamic State. The Islamic State of Lebanon. Okay? It's not ISIS. ISIS was the name of a goddess, all right, an Egyptian goddess. It's not ISIS, it's ISIL, the Islamic State of Lebanon, all right? And so U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens was murdered by members of ISIL. Time in 2012, ISIL was just forming. It was just beginning to be a credible terrorist organization. While Congress, including John McCain and Lindsey Graham, were busy sleeping and collecting money from Iran, from the Middle East, into their campaign coffers for re-election, ISIL was forming. You see, ISIL has replaced Al-Qaeda, and it's more deadly and more dangerous than Al-Qaeda could ever be. ISIL was formed to take out the king or the president of Syria, Mr. Assad, And ISIL is funded largely by Iran. And ISIL was also formed to help destroy Israel. Yes. ISIL was also formed to help destroy Israel. And in that quest to destroy Israel, ISIL is also plotting to help take down the United States of America, mainly to destroy our military. Because the U.S. military has been the greatest military force on planet Earth for centuries. And so if ISIL can destroy our military, terrorize and destroy our military, it can bring down our nation. So ISIL was formed for a number of reasons. And who has known about this? The U.S. There are members of Congress who knew ISIL was forming. They didn't care because they were struck by greed. And there's a lot of money in the Middle East. God put that money there centuries ago. God put that money in the Middle East centuries ago through men like Abraham, yes, Solomon, David, King David, King Solomon, Abraham. So there's a lot of money in the Middle East that was put there by God. Congress was struck. They were starstruck with dollar signs in their eyes. They overlooked what was going on in the Middle East. They didn't care about the Middle East being destabilized. Congress did not care about the Middle East being destabilized because all they cared about was money. President Obama found Congress's Achilles heel. President Obama learned while he was a U.S. senator, while President Barack Obama Jr., who was a very smart man, he is not incompetent. He's very intelligent. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's very intelligent. And I've said it in the past, and I'll say it today, Barack Obama Jr. is a political genius. He lives and breathes politics. He knows what he's doing, and he's always known what he is doing. So to insult that man by calling him incompetent, you're the one that's stupid by calling him incompetent because he knows what he's doing. But Congress also knew what was going on in the Middle East. They turned a blind eye and a deaf ear for money. President Barack Obama Jr., he learned that Congress, that our U.S. Congress, our body of legislators who were elected by the people in democratic elections, because the United States of America, the USA, is a democracy, not a monarchy, a democracy. So Congress was elected by the people, for the people, but they became greedy. President Obama learned that Congress's Achilles heel, money and greed. So he bought them out. He led them to the money in the Middle East, and Congress took the bait, and they sold America out. So we have to blame Congress more than President Obama. You have to blame Congress more so than President Obama, because President Obama could not do or have done the things that he has done in this nation without the help of Congress. Even the police murdering unarmed black men, Congress let it happen. They wanted it to happen because they wanted that money from the Middle East. Congress knew about the security risk in Libya and in at Benghazi regarding U.S. Chris Stevens. They knew. Now they're using Hillary as the scapegoat. Hillary's a scapegoat. Now, am I saying that Hillary is innocent 100%? I don't know if she is or not. I repeat, I don't know if Hillary Clinton is completely innocent as it relates to the murder of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens or not. I don't know. Only God knows that, and only Hillary knows that, and only Chris Stevens knows it, but Chris Stevens is dead. Now, Hillary has a personal assistant. Her name is Uma Abedin. Uma evident she is a Muslim, and she is the wife of former Democrat Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York City, Brooklyn. Yes, Anthony Weiner. He was a lion, a political lion. He could have been the next mayor of New York. May have even at one could have been the next governor of New York. He was a political liberal lion. I really liked Anthony Weiner. But Uma Abedin is Anthony Weiner's wife. She's also the personal assistant of Hillary Clinton. And Uma Abedin was at the helm of Hillary's classified emails and her email server during the time of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens' murder and the murder of three of his colleagues, also from the Department of State in Washington, D.C. Uma Abedin apparently was the first individual, I'm assuming she was the first individual to read the emails from Chris. Do I believe that Uma Abedin deleted those classified emails from Hillary Clinton's server? And let's go back to the server. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton's server. Hillary Clinton's server was not the same server that was used that by all U.S. State Department employees. It was not a government server. She converted that situation. She wanted her emails to be read or to be housed or hosted. Hillary Clinton wanted her emails hosted on her own personal server at her home in upstate New York, Chappaquiddick, New York, upstate New York. The Clintons and Obama, they don't trust each other. They don't. You think they're friends? You're wrong. They don't trust each other. They have an understanding. They're politicians. They don't trust one another. They have an understanding. Obama needed Hillary. Hillary needed Obama. It was a deal. That's how politics works. They strike deals. It doesn't matter who's killed or who's hurt or whose blood is shed or how much money is spent or wasted. It's all about the deal. It's the art of the deal, Donald Trump says. It's the art of the deal. It's not about who gets killed or destroyed in the process or how much money is spent or wasted. It's the art of the deal. Politics is all about winning. It's a game. A dangerous game, but a game nevertheless. So Hillary Clinton did not trust President Obama's administration reading her email. So she had her emails hosted on her own personal server, even her classified emails. Did Obama know about this? Yes. Did he do anything about it? No. He sent her some warnings to cover himself. He sent some warnings to her to cover himself because he knew it was going to be revisited. He knew Hillary keeping those classified emails and her government emails on her personal server was going to come back to haunt him, his administration. So he sent her some warning emails or warning letters to let her know, if you get caught, you're on your own. If you get caught, Hillary, regarding the situation of hosting your classified emails on your own personal server, you're on your own. You're on your own. So here's a warning to protect myself, CYA. So Hillary didn't trust Obama's people reading her emails. So because Uma Abedin was Hillary's assistant, personal assistant, I'm sure she read Hillary's emails first. So when U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, who I believe, now I could be wrong because I'm not God and I'm not the federal government, but I do believe that Chris Stevens was over in Libya, Benghazi, Libya, for a mission involving the forming of ISIL. He knew about or he learned of ISIL, and he also learned that ISIL was involved or possibly working with Iran to wipe out Israel. And maybe Chris Stevens did not agree with that information. Maybe he didn't agree with their plot to destroy Israel. So maybe Chris Stevens began to communicate with Hillary about what he found out. Well, Uma Abedin was reading the emails. Now, it's been said, I don't know if this is true or not, because I don't know Umar Abedin. I don't know. I'm not accusing her of anything, but it's been said, it's been rumored that Umar Abedin is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's been rumored that Umar Abedin is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, which was the political group that was elected into office in Egypt to destroy the Christians, the Coptic Christians in Egypt. Now, since then, the Muslim Brotherhood has been taken down by the Egyptian military. They've been labeled a terrorist group, but it was rumored that Umar Abedin was connected to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if it's true. But anyway, Umar Abedin probably, I don't know, she probably read those emails from Chris Stevens about ISIL, Iran, Israel. Now, who she transferred those emails to? Could have been somebody in the White House. Maybe Hillary didn't see all the emails that came from Chris Stevens. Maybe Hillary didn't read all the emails that came from Chris Stevens about the situation regarding ISIL, Iran, Israel's destruction, the Middle East being destabilized, security concerns. Maybe Hillary didn't read all those emails. Maybe she never received them. Maybe Umar Abedin transferred them or sent them or forwarded those emails to someone else, maybe someone in the Obama White House. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can only assume. I cannot allege. I don't know. Nevertheless, a lot of those emails would have been considered classified. Those emails would have been considered classified. A lot of those emails that were hosted or housed on her server, have since been deleted. The GOP, the Republicans, now they care about the emails from Chris Stevens. The man is dead, can't defend himself. Now they care. They don't care now. They just want to win this next election. So they're going to throw Hillary under the bus. Man. You know, I like Hillary Clinton. She stood by her man. She stood by her husband through adultery, adulterous affairs, stood by her man. She doesn't hate black people. She doesn't hate Republicans. Hillary Clinton does not hate Republicans. She's pretty, you know, she can work with both parties. She can work with Republicans and Democrats. I like the woman. She's now become the scapegoat. The Republican Party was sleeping and collecting money from Iran, the Middle East, for their campaign reelections. They turned a blind eye and a deaf ear. The Congress did not even care about the U.S. military. They didn't even care about U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and his three colleagues being in danger and about ISIL forming in the Middle East. They didn't care. If they did, they would have done something. They would have stopped it. They could have done something to help stop it. They controlled the money. Congress controlled the purse strings, not Obama. Now suddenly, it's a big deal. Congress let it happen, including many members of the GOP. It doesn't matter that Harry Reid was the majority U.S. Senate leader. Congress, the GOP and Congress had a voice. They had a vote. The GOP members of Congress had a voice and a vote even when Harry Reid was the U.S. Senate majority leader. What did they do? They didn't care about our military. They didn't care about Chris Stevens. They let stuff happen. They turned a blind eye and a deaf ear and let it happen. Now all of a sudden they care. This is not right. I'm not taking up for Hillary Clinton. I'm not defending Hillary Clinton. I repeat, I am not defending Hillary Clinton, nor am I defending the Obama administration. But I do believe there is a plot currently forming in the Middle East that involves Iran and the destruction of Israel. This nuclear deal is involved. Yes, it is. But the murder of Chris Stevens was also involved. ISIL had already formed, and they were the ones who killed Chris Stevens in 2012, not Al-Qaeda. Now Hillary Clinton, she's in trouble. I like Hillary Clinton. I don't hate her. I don't hate the GOP. I don't hate the GOP either. I'm disappointed that the Republicans, who are supposed to care about this country, supposed to be patriotic, supposed to care about our military, how could they have turned a blind eye for money? I mean, the Democrats, we know. But the Republicans, I'm disappointed. What about the loyalty of our soldiers and men and women in service and uniform? What about the loyalty in the service of our U.S. diplomats like Chris Stevens? So they didn't matter? The only thing that mattered was some money from the Middle East for your campaign coffers? Come on, Congress. Come on, GOP. Come on, Democrats. Come on, let's go. I mean, let's do this thing. Let's do it right this time. Let's get the truth out there. Everyone who knew something should be investigated, not just Hillary Clinton, not just Omar Aberdeen. Everyone who knew. If you are a member of Congress, it doesn't matter if you're a member of the Republican Party, Democratic Party, if you knew something and turned a blind eye and deaf ear, you should be investigated too. If someone in President Obama's White House knew and was involved in deleting emails from Hillary's server, they should be investigated too. They should all be investigated. So will this scandal derail Hillary's 2016 campaign for being elected? I don't know. I hope that she's not made the scapegoat. But I will say this. We need to pray for the truth to come out. We should pray for this nation. If you believe in prayer, pray for this nation. Pray for the Middle East. Pray for Israel. Pray for the Muslims in the Middle East, because they're also in danger. The Muslims in the Middle East are also in danger. Pray for me. Pray for our 2016 general election. Pray for me as well. Pray for this nation and people like me. And even pray for Hillary Clinton. And even pray for Hillary Clinton and Omar Aberdeen. And pray for Congress, that God put the right people in Congress. Thank you for listening in to the Black Political Buzz Network and broadcast. God bless you and goodbye.